Suppose a researcher wants to survey Army soldiers to determine their morale. Random or systematic sampling would produce large numbers of enlisted personnel, that is, of lower ranks, but very few, if any, generals. But you want generals in your sample. Stratified random sampling ensures that various groups will be included. First, all elements in the population, that is, in the sampling frame, are distinguished according to their value on some relevant characteristic. Army rank, for instance, generals, captains, privates, and so on. That characteristic forms the sampling strata. Next, elements are sampled randomly from within these strata. So many generals, so many captains, and so on. Of course, in order to use this method, more information is required prior to sampling than is required in simple random sampling. Each element must belong to one and only one stratum. In summary, stratified random sampling involves dividing the population into smaller subgroups called strata, and then drawing separate random or systematic samples from each of the strata. This is called proportionated stratified sampling. When the proportion of each stratum that is included in the sample is intentionally varied from what is in the population, this is referred to as disproportionate stratified sampling.